Hey friends, Sarah here with a quick addition to our archive. These mini episodes offer lessons, tips, tricks, or inspiration for your tarot and spiritual journey. Give it a listen. I hope you enjoy and find something to think about, something to journal about, or something to discover about yourself. Stay curious. Hello, friends, and thank you for joining me today. I'm thrilled to be sharing another little mini episode with you. And today I'm going to be sharing the next tip that I have for consulting the tarot for yourself. In our previous mini episode, we discussed creating your sacred space. So today I'd like to dive in and talk about how you can center yourself before starting your tarot consultation. So let's begin by understanding what centering means. Centering is just the simple practice of calming your mind, focusing your energy, and connecting with your inner self. This step is super important because it enhances your intuition and it promotes clarity. It sets the stage for a more clear and connected experience with the tarot cards. One effective way to center yourself is through deep breathing, and there's no specific way to breathe. If you've done any meditation in the past, you know that there are lots of different meditative breathings, just simply breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth and focusing on that nose-mouth connection can be very centering for yourself. Some meditations include breathing in for 6 seconds, holding it for 8 seconds, releasing it for 6 seconds, and just repeating that until that's all you can focus on. It's all about the centering. But if you just like to breathe deeply and focus on your breath and just clear your mind, that's a perfect way to center yourself. It's more about focusing to anchor yourself in the present moment than it is about following any specific way to breathe. Take as many breaths as you need to calm your mind and your nervous system. Consulting the tarot should feel like you're talking to a friend. You are essentially asking your inner self to reveal insights that you may not have seen on the surface. And that's what the tarot does. It has a conversation with your inner self or the part of you that's just not seeing things that are not right there on the surface. If you have a little bit of extra time, doing an actual meditation is a wonderful tool for centering, and you can make it very easy. Close your eyes. Visualize a beautiful, serene place like a garden or a peaceful forest or somewhere, a location that you've been in the past that made you feel really centered and grounded and calm, and let those visualizations wash over you as you do your breathing and let go of any external distractions. Some tarot practitioners enjoy cleansing rituals to clear any lingering energy before they begin consulting the tarot for themselves. And it doesn't have to be elaborate. You can use tools like sage or Palo Santo or incense to purify your space. You can pass your tarot cards through the smoke and set the intention that they are now cleansed and free of negative energy and ready for use. But it doesn't even have to be that elaborate. It's about what feels right for you. For my daily tarot journaling, I simply tap the tarot deck on the table and declare that the old energy is released and now new energy can enter. And that is typically sufficient for me. But if the energy does feel heavier, I might choose to use sage or incense for a more thorough cleanse, especially if the previous consultation I did was maybe a little bit less uplifting. In the end, the goal is to connect to yourself and be present in your space and allow yourself to feel open and ready to receive any wisdom that the tarot is going to bring up through your subconscious. Go ahead and experiment with some different techniques and find what resonates with you on your journey. There's no right or wrong way to do it. You just want to be calm, cool, and collected before you begin. All right, friends, that's all I have for you for this mini episode. I'll be sharing more tips for consulting the tarot for yourself in the future. If you have questions for centering yourself, please leave a comment under the Instagram post for this episode. You can find my Instagram at The Spirit Keepers Archive. And don't forget to tag The Spirit Keepers Archive to show off your own centering exercises. Your exercises and your rituals could be very inspiring to other people, and I love to repost them. Thank you for being here, and may your tarot consultations be filled with clarity and positive energy. I hope you found value in this today. If it resonated with you, consider sharing it with someone who might benefit. A little good karma goes a long way. Stay curious.